this evening. And now we got one case under old business. And that is what? Case number 11,789. And that's for the variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks. I'm trying to find mine.
Ms. Cornwell, I presume these are the photos?
Yes, the record was left open for the applicant to provide photos. They have been sent down. They did provide the photos that are now in front of you for consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm opening me up for discussion on this case. If there's any further discussion, everyone had a chance to see the pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Let me ask you. Wait.
I think we did ask that they got permits for all these, for the pool, for the shed.
I think we did.
I'm looking at the pool.
I believe, right? Mr. Rickard, there was, because there's multiple structures here, The notes that I had, there was the dwelling and the steps there. There was a pool that was installed by someone else, and then I think they put the shed in. So there were some. I think maybe when you look at this, you may want to look at the differing. There. I know this one's got a lot of variances. You may want to look at each one kind of separately, so you kind of. There may be different findings for each, depending on what you.
All right, let me start. I'll start it out with the based on what you said, Mr. Sharp. I'll start out with the most obvious, which would be the swimming pool. Okay, the swimming pool. I believe, if I'm right, the swimming pool under 115-189D is. Supposed to be an in-ground pool, but it's above ground. This is considered above ground pool. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Secretary.
No, it's an above ground pool.
That's been
okay.
Buried.
The pool is 24 inches into the ground. The pool is normally 48 inches, which would be a 4-foot pool, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think the ordinance says that the pool must be 4 foot above ground for safety reasons.
Right.
I also see a ladder that I don't know whether it's removable. Didn't say removable, but it's supposed to be removable for safety's sake. I just see stairs and jacuzzi are set up against pool.
In the pictures, they have a fence around it.
Yeah, as long as there's a fence around the pool and around the property, it is in compliance with
it's
the
in
4 foot.
Right?
If there's a fence that meets those requirements.
Right.
And it appears that the fence is
That's
4 feet.
The next question I was going to say, is that fence all the way around? I can't see it.
Where are you supposed to be doing a fence?
Yeah. It's connected to the shed.
Yeah.
All right, I see.
Yeah, the chain link fence goes from the
all
property
the
line
around.
All the way around, and it actually goes
I
along Midway Drive and okay. then comes back to the house.
Okay.
Yeah, on the survey, it goes all the way around.
So he's asking for a six foot, 0.4 foot side yard. Requirement from the 10 foot that's required. And I believe the applicant had said that they had a neighbor or something that put that gave her the okay or put the pool in, if I remember right.
I don't know. The pavers, at least in the picture, look like they that was an issue, that, you know, a lot of money was gone, had gone into pavers, but I see a lot of grass growing between the pavers, which would suggest that they just laid them on the grass.
That's right.
Right.
I don't see, I mean, typically you put pavers down and you use a weed guard and sand and...
Something underneath of it.
Stone and all these other things, but, so it appears to me that certainly they could be moved and some other things.
Well, that's where I was heading for. I was going to say, I recommend moving it. Okay, let's go on to the next one, I think,
right.
Mr.
It appears the shed is also on 4x4 or some sort of wood, so I don't know why it couldn't be moved. Now, the well,
right,
the well pit is certainly within the building restriction line, so...
Well, they were saying that they had this electrical hookup, and I know that you can... That's pretty easy to redirect.
Right, well... Yeah, I don't know.
I can see the wires up top of the shed.
Right. It would probably be costly, but, you know, we're looking at stuff that somebody put in without a permit.
Right. Absolutely.
And if they'd gotten the permit, they would have seen that they had to put it within the building restriction lines.
Just for clarification, there was no permit for the pool. There's just been no... There was a permit for the shed. There was just no certificate of compliance issued, and there was a permit for the fence without a certificate of compliance, and there was no permit for the covered porch.
Okay.
Was there a permit for both, no sheds at all, either one of them? There's two sheds there.
There was the one shed the applicant said had been there for a very long time.
I believe that's the one closest to the pool.
Correct. And then there was a permit in 2014 that for a shed, there was just no certificate of compliance issued for that shed.
Okay.
And in the application, it shows that, you know, this applicant is a legal assistant, which I don't...
Yeah.
I'm really not getting that, you know, okay, you're a legal assistant. Don't you think you know that permits
That's right.
are necessary? And
That's right.
You need one, period, right?
Yeah, certificates of compliance and those kinds of things. So
I don't see why they can't move the pool based on all the testimony they've given and their background and what they've done. I don't see why they can't move both things.
They can do it, I think, too.
A question for Ms. Cornwell, if I may.
Yes.
I notice you're looking at this photo. There's a crossover roof to the pre-existing concrete shed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if, you know, does that pose any additional issues on compliance end? Because now we've got something connecting the two.
Which makes it just a larger structure, but it's still under the
square feet.
It looks like it's just a roof.
It just looks like it's a roof to cover. It looks like they were storing something in between, because it looks like they put a little fence in between.
Right.
And that was not shown on their survey, so we did not recognize that.
Did they say the concrete shed was pre-existing before they bought the property?
Correct. They did state that.
So I have to agree with Mr. Sharp that, you know, we should look at these individually. And, you know, in regard to that, I mean, if they bought the property and it was already there, and, you know,
different story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As for the one they put there, you know, get a permit, it tells you what you got to do. And
I agree with you.
I think that one should be moved, and I'm kind of like you as far as the rest of the pool is the other. Well, those are the only three things in the backyard. Now, as far as the dwelling, that was also, I think, pre-existing.
Correct.
And so those, you know, the pre-existing things, I think they meet the standards. But the...
They're looking for what, 1.7 and 1.9?
But the pool and the movable shed don't.
Okay, what's your motion then, Mr. Wilk?
Does that please the other members?
I'm sorry?
I say, does that please the other members
That's
as well?
Me. Everything you've said.
Yeah.
Mr. Wharton?
Yeah, I think you got the place loaded up.
Yeah,
we did. Pre-existing, I had no problem with the other stuff.
Best of it, I didn't, yeah. Mr. Wharton?
Same thing, I agree with Mr. Mills. We make them move that one shed and the pool and the other setbacks that they've asked for the dwelling.
Right.
Approve.
Okay, Mr. Russell, how do you feel?
Okay.
Mr. Mills, you want to make that then a motion, please?
Well, I didn't say that.
No, I just said, would you? We're agreeing with you.
I was just going to say, just for a point of clarity, if that's what you are all looking at as potential thing, then it would be a motion to approve the front yard variance for the steps of 1.5 feet, a motion to approve the side yard variance for the dwelling of 1.9 feet,
right.
A motion to approve the side yard variance of 1.7 feet for the steps, a motion to approve the variance of 1.7 feet from the side for the shed, and a motion to deny the 2.4 foot variance for the shed on the side, and a motion to deny the 6.4 foot variance for the pool on the side. So.
Very well said. Exactly what I was thinking.
I just want to make sure that was
yep.
What I was hearing was what you all were hearing.
That's correct. That was perfect.
Okay, so.
So, in regard to those variances, the ones that I motioned to approve.
I'm sorry?
I said I just knew that Bud would do this, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So the uniqueness is that there is a narrowness and shallowness in lot size and shape. And therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for the ones that I'm motioning to approve. And those were not created by the applicant. They were pre-existing. We didn't hear testimony to alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and I think it's a minimum to afford relief. The denying factors on the pool and the movable shed are that they were created by the applicant, and it doesn't meet that standard.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that. Very well said.
Okay, I have a motion. Then you help me listen, Mr. I have a motion by Mr. Mills, seconded by Mr. Rickers, that we approve case number 11,789 for the following reasons that had been stated. It would be the denial of the 2.4. What you said? Did we put them in there exactly as stated, or?
I believe it would be denial of the 2.4 foot variance for the shed and the denial of the 6.4 foot variance for the pool, and approval of all the remaining variances.
All remaining variances. That's what I'm making sure.
There you go. Let's see the way.
Okay. Down. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Aye.
Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Edson?
Aye, for the previous reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,789 has been approved. I thank you. If there's nothing else,
Just one item.
Sharp first.
Okay.
Ms. Sharp, anything?
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
I just want to ask you then one question. We got all the correspondence that's been coming in, so that manuals was down the road there.
Annual shelter.
I'm in the shelter.
Yes, and
appreciate that. And
I'll talk to you individually.
Okay, fine. Now, sure.
The video that was requested for the application from the last meeting, staff is in receipt of that. It is 30 minutes long, so I'm going to provide the board two options because you asked to see it. You can either come into the office individually and view it, or we can put it on the agenda for it to be viewed at the next available meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, Ms. Cornwell and I had discussed that as well. My inclination is, I don't know how much you all want to come in and have to sit for 30 minutes and watch it. To me, it makes sense to have it heard all at the same time. And then that way, then you could also hear read the written response that came from the opposition, because that was what the record was left open
right.
for. I was a little surprised it was 30 minutes, but certainly, you all could look at it either way, but it seemed to make sense to probably air it here and
possibly air it here.
I think that what we wanted to, I don't know that I want to see 30 minutes of tape. However, if it can be somewhat edited or if, I mean, is there a way that we can look at it and it can be fast forwarded just to?
Yes, we can fast forward. I do not have the editing capabilities.
Sure.
But
sure.
If you want to move forward through, we can do that.
Okay. As long as we all agree to it.
I mean, is there a lot of dead time and space on that?
I can admit I haven't watched the entire 30 minutes. I kind of scanned through it just to see, make sure how long it was and that it all worked.
Perhaps it would be appropriate then, Mr. Mills, if staff takes a look at it before the meeting so that we could determine if there are portions which could be
fast forward
of dead air.
That we could make
but
sure.
Certainly we do want to give the proper attention to the
So we do it at the meeting. And,
And just one more reminder, there was a form at your desk. The administration is just double-checking everybody's email address and phone number, so if you didn't provide that back to me, if you could, and I will pass it on to them. Thank you.
You're going to fast forward here. I mean, we're looking at it. I mean, we can say, we all agree, say, okay.
Then move right on.
Yeah.
That'd be better.
Yeah. Well, and what we will do is review it beforehand to make sure that we're not just fast-forwarding through something that is probably pertinent.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, if you guys, hey, let's move forward, we're like, no, there's something here you need to see. We'll know that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That'll work.
Alrighty, hearing no other business then?
Motion we adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned, subject to call.